You're listening to the Mortgage Mag podcast on RTRFM 92.1.
Hi, good morning. Mortgage Mag here, Jim and Nick.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, listeners. How are you for 2021?
Good to be back in black.
Yes, yes, lovely. Beautiful weather out there.
It seems like a long time ago that we were in the studio, Nick.
Well,
we had a couple of weeks break.
We have, and it seems like a year ago. But then again, it's only through last year. Only through a couple of seconds of the changing of the calendar. But yeah, it's been a while.
So welcome to Mortgage Mag. If you just tuned in to a program by to Mortgage Marmon, that is excellent or good, or some people say we're perfect men. So Mortgage Marmon and our show is all about good news if you've just tuned in and for the first time this year. We just try to relay good information back to you as opposed to the negative press that we constantly get in the media and talking about good things that occur in our community. Spin some yarns, play some Aboriginal music, of course, and today and for the next little while we're going to dedicate Mortgage Mag to a range of topics around healing. And healing, what it means to our community, what it means, well, if you like, to our country. When I say country, I mean the many, many countries that exist on the land you call Australia. But Aboriginal land consists of, more than 250 different language groups. A range of different country that we refer to. When I say my country, I'm talking about Noongar country. And we're privileged, Nick, to have a Welcome to Country on RTRFM every day. I hope it's happened again this year.
Yes, I haven't gotten up early enough to listen to it, Jim, but hopefully it's still there. And it's about acknowledging the history of this country and the people that lived in sustainably on this country for many, many, many generations before the British arrived.
Well, that's it. And I guess trying to impart good information onto our listeners, and we appreciate that. Some people don't understand what the hell we're talking about sometimes, but it is about them learning and understanding the oldest living culture on the planet, and if they've got any ideas or suggestions, they can always ring up and learn more. And I'm looking for our phone number here somewhere. It's got to be somewhere close here. So if you've got some ideas on what awesome thoughts, talk to Nick or myself on 9260 9210. That's 9209210. And as I say, we're talking about healing, and we have a special guest in the studio today, Daryl Henry, who'll be coming on board fairly soon. A little later, we're talking to Delaray Morrison. Yes, same name, niece, who's doing some running some event later on in the year, later on this month after Invasion. Sorry, Australia Day. Coming up a little later on the 29th of January, there's a big event on the river, and Delaray Morrison, who is convening that event, will be a guest on the show to talk about that.
You're listening to the Mortgage Mag podcast on RTRFM 92.1.
Good to have you back on the show, Nick.
It's great to be
after
back
a break.
Jim. Yeah.
How was your break?
It was very interesting. We went down bush for a family break, and the only access we can get is for probably a 10 or 15 kilometre four-wheel drive. And I decided to take my two-wheel drive in there. And I got halfway in there and I got bogged. But I had fun. I had fun unbogging the car and rolling around in the hot sun and being told off from the kids and the wife and everybody that, oh, you're crazy. But I just had fun. I was out in the bush in the wilderness, and they were all egging me on one way or the other, but I could have left me there for another day or two, and I'd have been beautiful.
And tell me, did you have access to the phone?
No, we're out of signal.
There you go, what a break.
Oh,
what
it was a break, yes.
Yeah, it's a bit like Roland's Mission down near Bunbury. They have got the internet down there now, but you have real problems getting onto the phone while you're there. And let's introduce our guest.
Yes.
Daryl Henry, who's come into the show all the way from, where have you come from, Daryl? Daryl. Daryl Henry.
Up in the hills.
Calabunda, but yeah. We're going to talk more about yourself, Daryl, and what brings you to RTRFM, a bit of your background. And so welcome to the show, our show Mortgage Mag on RTRFM.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jim, and good on you.
Yeah. Got a very soft voice, hasn't he?
All right.
Yeah, so I have to get him close to the microphone, and we might get him to sing a song shortly.
That'll have the vocal cords up.
Did you want me to say a little bit about me or what?
Just before we go any further there, Daryl?
Yeah.
Daryl Henry, Who's Daryl? Who, where are you from, or who's your mob?
My grandmother country is up on the Canning Stock Route, yeah? She was Wanmala and Jibang, yeah? Sort of Goldfields and Canning Stock Route mix. And I'm a person that's also, like, my mother was a taken away girl who went to Magamba, first of all, as a baby, yeah? And then to Sister Kate's, one of the first girls at Sister Kate's. And so I'm a son of a stolen generation woman, yeah? I'm also Danish because of a Danish gold miner who had my grandmother in his camp. He was fined, I think, 10 shillings, I think, for having a Aboriginal girl in his camp. And that girl was my grandmother, yeah? She was 13, yeah? And so I'm also a psychologist, yeah? I've worked for the last 36 years with Aboriginal, primarily Aboriginal people, or pretty much all over the state, yeah? So I was born in Noongar country in Northern, yeah? So, and worked a lot with Noongar people as well, yeah? Gidja, Yamachi, I can go on, but yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a good start. Now, tell me more about your grandfather who was fined. He was fined for cohabitating with an Aboriginal person.
You got the right words, yeah.
Whoa. I don't recall too many of our people that can say that's part of their ancestry. Mm. I know there was a woman who has been back time and time again to the Philippines and Bali to where her half-brothers and sisters live.
Oh, right.
Because her father was sent away from the country from her mother who spent time at Beagle Bay. So what does that mean for you then, being a descendant of a Danish person that was got a criminal record for cohabitating when sleeping with a black woman?
A black girl.
15-year-old. 15-year-old.
Who was pregnant, yeah. Oh. So anyway... Mm-hmm. That's the story for, unfortunately, many people. There's all kinds of, it's kind of a strange, beautiful, awful mix-up, you know?
Sure. Yes.
I mean, I've never been able to connect up with Danish side, although, you know, my actual father, yeah, my real father, my father, who was, you know, an Aussie, yeah, with English background. So I've had to try and make sense of this in my life, you know, yeah? But it's interesting, you know, and I think this is something about healing, is some people are really tuned in to the ancestors, you know. Mm. I'm a white fellow, you know. Mm. But I've always been guided, even with modern psychology and psychotherapy, I've always been guided by this thing. And that's my ancestors, you know. It's strong for me. Maybe it's not strong for other people in my family, but it's real for me, a really strong guide, yeah? And helps me make sense and ask deep questions, you know. Not necessarily big, you know, not necessarily wise questions, but a continual question, you know, that I think many of us younger ones from the children of stolen generation, we're still putting all that together, you know? And it's a beautiful work. It's also painful sometimes, you know?
Wow.
So, I mean, I've got people, strong people, like up on the Canning Stock Route, but I've never met them, you know? I've tried. One mother people, yeah?
Right. Mm-hmm. Look, listeners to Moritz Mag, we don't have a real structure today, and... you could probably say that we don't have a structure at all, but we do.
We have an ancient structure, Jim, where we're just sitting around having a yarn. And the issues come up and we just yarn about
right.
it. And, of course, healing is a very powerful and pertinent one for our community today. Not only our community, but the broader community. When you look at what's happening around the world, there's all different levels of healing that needs to be done.
Yes, and a lot of healing is required in the US of A right now. But, look... healing then, as I say, we're probably going to go over this a number of times now, so the structure might be that we have Daryl back on the program in a month's time just to talk through some more of the issues. But to me, this is a starting point for us on this program, Moritz Mag, and on Noongar Radio, listeners who'll be listening in and tuning in, and what are they talking about? What is this healing they're talking about, Daryl? Daryl, what does healing mean for you?
Yeah, let me first of all say that it's a vast topic, Jim. So, you know, I'm glad we can put some time into it, you know. And there are many healing programs around the world and in Australia, and programs specifically for Aboriginal people. But there are many facets, yeah? And so when I talk, I'm talking really from a lot of clinical experience, but I don't expect, you know, myself to have all the answers, yeah? Where healing, of course, is about healing the pain, yeah? To be very raw about it, we can talk in fancy ways, but basically there's a burden of pain in people, you know, a burden of suffering. And it's about getting free. So healing very much for me is about becoming free of that stuff. It doesn't mean, and unfortunately a lot of people talk about healing as if it's a kind of rosy future, you know, a big dream, you know. And that gets in the way because, of course, there's horrific things in this life, you know, yeah. And it leaves scars, yeah. But you can be free. You can then not be blocked. A lot of healing workers around people being blocked or attacked or hurt, you know, yeah? Or hurting others, strangely enough, yeah? So a lot of healing needs to happen for people who, you could say, the terrible language, but, you know, the victims, yeah? And also the people doing it, the people doing the harm, the perpetrators, you know? The healing, for me, is important to go right across the board for everyone, you know. So I take a healing stance in life, and no matter what comes up, no matter where, yeah, I've very rarely had an office. It's been sitting. I was coming in here, I was thinking, and maybe it's my own fears, but I was remembering a time counseling a man up in the Kimberley, and he wanted to choose the place where we did it, you know. And he took me to a graveyard, yeah? And we sat down on a gravestone. And then he told me a story about that man. Yeah?
Wow.
And it was not a good story, and it was very painful. But he had the wherewithal and the power, sense of power, to take me there. You know, it wasn't me doing something to him; it was me also learning from him. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
And so very much there's a two-way dialogue involved in healing where, you know, really it's a, you know, if you could say one thing, it's about responding with an open heart, but also meeting and the open heart in another person, yeah? That very special meeting then you can call healing. And it should free up, you know, that it's not something that's a fantasy. The person, if it's working, yeah, should free up, yeah? Oh. That man took me to sacred country. It was his sacred country and a graveyard, you know, a most powerful place to do this work, you know. And we could feel, if you want to talk poetically, for me it's actual, yeah. All his ancestors were there, yeah. You say, this is where my life got stuck.
Yeah, right, yep.
And now I want to move on, you know. And that was very beautiful, and I think a very good image of healing, you know, that we can move on from things. It doesn't mean life is rosy. It doesn't mean we don't have trouble with a man or a woman, you know, or right. kids or, you yeah. know. But it does mean that we can move on. We've got some new flexibility. We're no longer arrested at that time, you know. Part of us, even though we can be adult and very strong, etc., you know, and do courageous things, yeah, and beautiful things, sometimes part of ourselves gets stuck, yeah?
Wow.
Often at childhood, you know, yeah?
Yes.
That's when it all loads in, you know?
Yeah.
And it just takes one smack in the mouth for you to go into that place, you know, yeah?
Wow.
One smack in the mouth, you know, never mind consistent violence or never mind seeing it or being a little kid watching his mum get beaten, you know? All of these things load in. Or then the one component, and so I'm on a bit of a roll, so pull me up if you want to. You know, but you know, we got to. It sounds terrible, doesn't it? But it's about freedom. You know, it's about regaining the strength of our own spirit. You know, and for Aboriginal people, often it's about going to the bones of the earth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
our mother. Yeah, And our Father, us, this, you know, the spirit, you know. So we got the soul and the spirit together. And I often think, sometimes when I'm yarning and say, oh, you know, people say, oh, this person's traumatized, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm thinking, you know, this person's wise, you know. This person's got a huge heart, you know, and a deep soul.
Mm.
And this person has got lots of knowledge, you know. So often I've been the learner rather than, you know, famous psychotherapist, you know. Yeah. Right. And secondly, the importance for country, you know.
Wow.
So yep. we talk a lot, and Aboriginal people talk a lot about going sacred country, and that's absolutely yep. essential, you know.
Yep.
But if you've got something inside you that holds you back, yeah, you can't fully appreciate it. You know, you're stuck in that place, you know.
Yep.
You're still grieving, or you're still, and for heaven's sake, grieving never stops, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. In some ways, like we went down to Drandra the other day, you see, the earth's crying, you know, yeah. So please.
Right, well, we touched on a subject that we could talk on for weeks. We've only got an hour, but yeah. I guess for us now, Nick,
yes.
and we're investigating this man with a wealth of knowledge now,
mm-hmm.
and it's great to have him on the show, Daryl Henry, psychologist, one of our brothers now, who's well in tune with country and people and pain. I mean, he hit the nail right on the head. Healing is about that pain, but he also touched on the healing of country. So this is going to be a drawn-out discussion, not just today, because there's going to be continuing episodes now. We're going to get Daryl involved, and he's looking at me strangely now thinking, what the hell am I got myself into? And how dare we talk about healing on radio? How dare we? I think this is an important subject for us to really encroach on. So listeners, if you're finding this a little bit difficult, you know, tune out or tune on, but stay tuned to listen more, because we want to delve some more into this man who's sitting in between me and Nick here at RTR FM on our program, Munich Mag, because we need to learn. And this is our program on Munich Mag is all about that, isn't it, Nick?
Yes, it's about connecting back with our ancient healing processes and social connections and country and values and that stuff that's been disconnected or disrupted in the last couple of generations. So, you know,
it's true.
And it's close enough, but for what we've been through, it feels like it's too far away to be touched. But it's right there under our noses.
Yeah.
But so we've been disconnected in terms of how do we reconnect back with it.
Yeah. So we're talking about healing on RTRFM, Rich Mag, and some people are calling it, well, a lot of government people, bureaucrats say social, emotional well-being. But for us, let's get to the crux of this. It's healing. It's about the pain and in just 1 minute, Daryl has put these words into your ears now that you're listening to on this program, and thinking about healing as addressing the pain. So,
you're listening to the Mordich Mag podcast on RTRFM 92.1.
Yes, Mordich Mag here on RTRFM. Welcome back if you've just tuned in to 92.1. And we've had Daryl Henry on the program. We've had some really great news this week too. As listeners know, we were national awardees of from the National Indigenous Media Awards last year for our telecast, our transmission of Sorry Day from Optus Stadium here. Some people call it Redress Stadium, but Optus Stadium here at Western Australia, where we had 4 hours of broadcasting and we won the Best News and Current Affair program. And our interview with Narelda Jacobs
was
Best News and Current Affair story. But what else have we got?
One of our co-hosts on that particular day and helps us out here regularly, Jodie Hoffman. She won the award for 2020.
What category?
Was Australian Legal Service WA for outstanding achievement in media. Wow.
That sort of reminds us too of Wayne Binder. Yeah, we won the national award also.
So Jodie, if you're out there listening, congratulations, and you'll probably be sitting in the seat next week because you always fill in for one of us when we're away. And congratulations.
Good on you, Jodie.
Most outstanding achievement. Jodie Hoffman. Beautiful.
Daryl, welcome back. Welcome back to Mordich Mag, and we've sort of touched on a really difficult subject here. I don't know what's come into us. Why are we beating ourselves up over this? It's a tough topic to talk about. You've touched on it really well, and it's kind of edged its way a little into healing of our country, which is Della Rae Morrison's coming on the program a little later to talk more about that. And Nick sort of talked about the river. How did you put it, Nick? It was about the river being in our blood. What does that mean?
Well, if you look out the river and how in Yungar country, I can only speak for Yungar country, and how our great creator created the waterways. So man cannot live without water. And the waterways and the rain nourishes Yungar country. And if that was to dry up, what would happen to the country?
Of course.
So, and it's very similar to we as humans, you know. If, if you look at our blood veins through our body, they drive fluid throughout our body to keep us alive. And if that ever dries up, what happens to an individual?
Wow, the synergy there.
There's like synergies, yeah. So looking forward to talking to Daryl about the program.
Well, that's a little later. We've still got Daryl here. So we're not sort of pretending you don't exist here anymore, Daryl. We know you're sitting here right in front of us. So the challenge for us now is to take this topic a bit further, and I hope you're welcome to sort of be part of the show for the rest of the duration till midday. But also we're going to encourage you to come back and talk more about how this healing can impact on our people. So how do you feel about that, Daryl?
Well, no, thank you, Jim. I'm honoured that you think about that, that you ask. I'd certainly like to, I mean, to me, it's a beautiful story and it's needed, It's needed across the board, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal, you know. Often I wanted to say, though, Jim, that many non-Aboriginal people really don't know what an Indigenous culture, an Aboriginal people can bring,
and what the pain is,
but also what can bring positively. We've got the bones, we've got a level of depth that's ancient, you know, and it's real, it's not a fantasy. Often when I talk to non-Aboriginal people, I talk about, well, what's your ancestry, you know? Are they here with you?
Right.
You know? That's a layer. It's a layer of relating that's not superficial, you know, but it's often we don't look that way, and I'm just so full of life at the moment, you know. But the Indigenous cultures honour that layer and bring it up.
Good.
For guidance and strength, and you know.
You're listening to the Mordich Mag podcast on RTRFM 92.1.
You're on Mordich Mag, listening to Nick and Jim, and we're introducing now Della Ray Morrison. Welcome, Della.
Hiya.
Are you there, Della?
Hiya.
Hello, Della. How are you? Welcome to Mordich Mag, and Nick.
Della Ray Morrison, welcome back to Mordich Mag, eh? Just for our listeners in 2021 that may have haven't heard your voice for a little while, or where you're connected to, so Della Ray Morrison, who's your mob and where you're from, and then we'll kick into why we got you here.
Hiya, Kaya Konkin. I'm Della Ray Morrison. I'm a Zilliman Yok. I've got big mob Morrison, and Arfitt, and coins and loo. Goes forever.
beautiful. So what have you been up to? What do you got planned for the next couple of weeks?
Five projects that
five.
I'm juggling at the moment. Six projects that I'm juggling at the moment. The big one that I'm working on that we're talking about today is the river healing.
Oh, river healing. Tell us a bit more.
It came from a vision or a dream that I had a long time ago, of people gathering around the river to heal the river and healing ourselves. And it just kept on coming up over the years. Dandri Kul in August had a beautiful full moon ceremony. And that was very inspiring. And then recently I was approached by Sadie from Northbridge Common and the City of Perth to put on an event that's alternative to the Australia Day celebration. I just thought, you know, why don't we do something beautiful on the river that's not drinking and that's not fireworks and that's not, you know, a whole lot of carry-on. Why don't we walk slowly by the river and, speak, you know, have the elders speak and dances and, you know, do proper wajak ceremony.
So why do you think the river needs healing?
We used to swim in the rivers all the time, when we were young with our families. And not many people will swim in there anymore. You know, the rivers are polluted from all the boats and the petrol and you know, the pollution and on the life support, you know, so it's pretty serious stuff. You know, we used to see dolphins in the river all the time. We don't see dolphins much anymore. You know, you wouldn't catch me eating the fish out of there, that's for sure.
Okay.
So we need to, you know, we need to change it up. We need to, you know, make some changes, eh?
So, yeah. So over the next coming weeks there will be, and throughout summer and even winter there, a lot of Western Australians get out there and enjoy the river and stuff. So how and why do you think we need to have a stop and listen to it? And as you're thinking, near your awakening, listen, the rivers are speaking. What do you think the river's trying to tell our community or the broader community?
Well, you know, as someone mentioned in our elders meeting the other day about, you know, what happened at the fireworks a few years back. And, you know, I know some Aboriginal people had visions of the Woggle bringing the plane down and things like that. So that was a big wake-up call for, I think, for Whadjuk people and for Aboriginal people in general. You know, and we've just, you know, had a lot of grief around the rivers and it's this time going into moving forward into 2021 that we come together on a different... with a different understanding and, you know, people are wanting something different, something a bit more heart and soul, I guess, yeah.
Lovely, lovely. And so it sounds like there's a bit of a spiritual or a healing connections towards the river and listening to it and trying to get further or more Western Australians to understand and appreciate it a little bit more, because it's part of, from my point of view, it's part of our country and it's part of our survival process. And if we keep utilising the river for other expenses or other enjoyments and the stuff that takes it away and damages it, our future generations are going to suffer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So... So what would you like, what's happening on the 29th of January?
Well, can I just read a little bit of something? Mm-hmm. It shouldn't take too long. Well, Mum started writing, she wrote, and the people came together to heal the river. And I continued to write, healing the river, heal the people. On the full moon in Berwick, hundreds of people will gather and walk slowly on Whadjuk Budja. Families will share meron, food, and listen to the stories from elders. We will gain knowledge of the Derwi Yerrigan and the Dreamtime story of the stars. We have a shared understanding of places of significance on Burley, Perth, so that we can all have a greater understanding and knowledge of the land that we walk. If we can have that greater understanding together as a community, then I believe we can have a better understanding of one another. That is when the healing process begins for us, for the community, for the river, and most importantly, for our elders. So
wow.
That's something that I wrote, yeah.
Well, Uncle Jim here, Delora, congratulations on this event. You're a busy, busy woman. It's probably the only time I can speak to you on radio. So the 29th of January on the river, whereabouts, Langley Park, or where is this event taking place?
So it's like head office is at Langley Park. So that's where we're going to be meeting, at Langley Park. It's going to be broadcasted as well on that night. And... so you can gather anywhere along the river. You don't necessarily have something Langley Park. You can be anywhere on the river and tune in. So, so just grab yourself a nice spot on the 29th of January. We start at 5 o'clock. The sun sets at 7:20 and the full moon rises at 8 o'clock. And we'll be singing the Bullarung Nika song all together. And we'll put that up on the Facebook so that, you know, people can learn the song so we can all sing it together on the night and just get a beautiful big healing vibration coming through the ground into the river, heal ourselves.
So Facebook, not everyone's on Facebook. So how can they find out more about this event? Is anyone they can call to... find out more, because we'll have listeners on RTR FM, of course, and Noongar Radio will be seeking information. Is there a website, or how can people find out more?
Well, I mean, you can call me, you can give my number.
Okay.
My number is on the flyer.
Good.
We're handing out flyers. I'm not sure, you know, we'll have posters up and around. I think we'll go and hopefully in the community newspapers as well. Mm. Yeah, so just all sort of different social media outlets, I guess.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, Della, it's great to have you on the show. Della Ray can be reached on 0474 645 207. I guess your phone never stops, but if you'd like to take the time to give Della a call, 0474 645 207 to learn more about this.
Della, I would imagine the City of Perth would also have a very key stakeholder in this process, and I'm just looking at the letter here and it says register your interest online here. So I would imagine the City of Perth website will have some sort of information for listeners out there that want to register.
Yes, absolutely. Go on the City of Perth website as well and register your attendance with you and your family. You know, bring a blanket and bring your food and sit down and just relax and listen to stories, and then we'll go down to the riverside for the ceremony.
Lovely.
Well, it can't be more plain than that. The event starts 5 p.m. down at Langley Park on the 29th of January. High Moon. That's the name of a movie, isn't it? Yeah. High Moon from 7:30. Chance to sing a song with Della Ray Morrison. Della, it's been great having you on the show. I don't know whether Nick wants to.
That's okay, Della. We'll hopefully catch up with you on the 29th, if not before.
Calling all dance groups, please. Calling all dance groups. Anyone who's all the dance groups out there, come on down at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock even.
Good-o. So it sounds like a big big party event.
Ceremony,
and celebrating the country, healing of our country, which is what we've been talking about today with Daryl Henry, who's coming back on the show a little later to talk more. And we're really putting Daryl to the test here as to what else is there? What is really important for us to consider in the weeks to come, and how we're going to talk more about healing of ourselves,
true,
but also healing of people. So, Della, appreciate you being on the show. Congratulations and good luck for the program.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. There you are, Della Ray Morrison. So if you're curious as to what's that about, High Moon on the 29th of January, Langley Park, or anywhere along the river if you'd care to sit. But Langley Park is where people are going to congregate from 5 o'clock onwards, and the moon will be rising at... moon rising? Yeah, moon rises.
The moon does rise, 7:30. In the west. In the east, sorry.
You're listening to the Mortgage Mag podcast on RTRFM 92.1.
Let's welcome back Daryl, Nick, and talk more about this really difficult subject around healing and what it means for ourselves, what it means for country, what it means for addressing the pain that we talked about earlier. And so, Daryl, welcome back.
All right, yeah. Jim, there's a lot of fear, you know, around
fear of healing, yes.
And also fear of taking steps in it, you know. Often we think, and in psychology, there's a thing called re-traumatization, you know. Mm. And I'm a bit worried about that, because what it means is don't touch. It can mean don't touch. Or what we're talking about is safe healing, yeah? Strong healing on country. We're talking about really positive things like opening the heart, you know. And that's not just a poem, it's a real thing that can happen. The whole emotional, physical and intellectual intelligence can open up, yeah. And in that there's discoveries to be made, you know. I talked a little bit about the discovery of ancestors, you know, the sense that we have a lineage, that we're not just a blip in time for a lifetime. We got a long time, we got a long river of time, mm-hmm. you know, a river of time.
Right? Yes, yes.
Right? And these things can be very, very supportive, you know, when you're hurting. And more than supportive, they expand our being, you know. So I'm talking about that. And I don't think that's been sung up enough, that positive side of it, you know. When we're oppressed by pain, yeah, and oppressed by grief and hurt and sorrow and violence and sexual abuse, etc., etc. It's hard to hear that, you know. But actually, in working along with people, you know, you can find joy. You can find a reorientation to life, you know. And at the same time, for Aboriginal people, there's big discoveries, ongoing lifetime discoveries, always about learning about the depth of what we say culture, you know, the depth of wisdom that's been passed on, the wisdom that the land can give you if you listen deeply enough, if you sit up in the Kimberley, they say, I really like this, instead of saying about psychology, neurosis, or, you know, different kinds of pathology, they say, your spirit's tangled up, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we just start untangling, yeah? And if you think of it like that, it's not so fearful, you know, just bit by bit, you can untangle that story. And like you fellas know, often it starts just coming together with someone you trust in a safe place and starting to tell your story. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Almost as simple as that. Of course, then it starts to open up, you know. And one of the things I'm interested in is that we take it in stages, you know. This untangling process is also a deepening process, you know. And a claiming process, you know. It's like we need to reclaim Budja, our land, you know, inside ourselves as well as outside.
You've struck me there with some words that probably cause a lot of conflict for some people. It's about counselling. Counselling, and sometimes when I hear that, it conjures up a bit of pain, because you have to go through pain when you're counselling or when you're being counselled. Yeah. So that throws up some challenges for us, I think, you know, as to how we address this, you know, this topic a bit more, because we're obviously challenging you now, Daryl, to come back to on the show sometime in the future. But for us, there is that fear, and we've touched on a range of things here that probably, as I say, conjures up some fear. But interesting things to talk about. We've had Della Ray Morrison talking about the damage done to the river during the Sky Show, and what has happened to the river as country. And I mean, I'm a lover of dolphins, and as she said, we don't often see dolphins there anymore, although
rarely, yes.
So it's one of those things we need to really take a hold of. And the challenge for us, Daryl and Nick, is how are we going to do that in the future? Daryl, we're going to invite you back. What is it that you would like to express in future programs, given that you've committed yourself now to come back on radio and have another yarn? This is just the start.
Charismatic.
Yes, when he gets you on the microphone, he says, you're committed now.
What is it that springs to mind for you as to how we tackle this from here on?
Yeah. Actually, can I just pick up on that word counselling? Because often that means yarning it's kind of a friendly term. It can be a friendly term. You're just going to have a yarn with someone, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should go past that. However, there's the story of healing is actually going much deeper, you know. It's going much deeper. And actually, there are not many people I've found in my life, you know, who support that process. Yeah. I've found old people here and there around the state, you know, who've supported me. Yeah. To learn, you know, because the healing is also about learning. Yeah? We're learning more, yeah? And then putting that into our life, how we can put it into our life. So one of the things I'd like to talk about is the levels of life, yeah?
Right.
And it sounds like, okay, you know, I'm too deep for, you know, well, that's a bit boring. But no, actually, it's just like looking into a well of water, you know? You can see the reflection on the top, you know, yeah, and that's well and good. That's true experience, you know, but you can also look into the water, and you can look sometimes when the sun, the light is right, or your eyes are clear, and you're not tangled up by emotional hurt. You can look really, really deeply, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I want to encourage people to look more deeply. It's a beautiful, powerful, liberating thing to do. Mm-hmm. And that story isn't sung up enough. And I want to do that a bit.
Well, I like the way you express it. It hasn't been sung up enough. Mm-hmm. And you know, I take back just listening to what you're saying about counselling and yarning, because we talk about yarning a lot on this program, and yarning is healing for us. Mm-hmm. And you're saying counselling is good or bad word, I don't know. But for us, it's about that yarning as a collective. Exactly true. So there are some challenges for us. So it's going to be interesting to hear about us unpacking healing on Munish Maggie on RTRFM. Nick, we've challenged ourselves here.
We have. And I think we're also listening to some of our listeners that they might want to challenge themselves about, the fear of healing. And just quickly, from my point of view, is that sometimes when we've been done wrong by someone, and in this modern world we live in, there's a penalty to be paid. Whereas the healing is about, hang on, that penalty for someone to be paid sometimes gets in front of the healing that the person has to do within themselves and within their core.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. True. Acknowledging our own pain.
That keeps the whole ball rolling.
That's right.
The wheel goes until we stop it.
And Darryl, you must be writing a book. Sounds like you've got, there's all this material you want to download.
Well, Jim, a very interesting show today.
Yeah, Darryl Henry has been on our show, been a guest for the last hour. We've had Delaray Morrison talking about the High Moon event on the 29th of January. This is Murich Mag, and we've had the pleasure to have Darryl Henry on the show, Aboriginal psychologist, who's teaching us a few things and hopefully imparting some information to our listeners out there as to what we are going through as a country, as a people, as the oldest living culture on the planet, and what healing means to us, how painful it can be, and how we can walk and talk through the pain. We're going to say goodbye.
We'd have to say goodbye, Jim. What is this?
RTRFM. We'll have a talk again next week.
What a wondering. See you later.
You're listening to the Mortich Mag podcast on RTRFM 92.1.